You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason here on the Springfield campus of the University of Illinois. We're joined by Don Day. He's a day weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Don, can you give me a quick look at what's happening in the agricultural world across the Midwest, please?
Well, we are definitely having an up and down May with the recent spell of some very cold and wet weather that rolled into the western High Plains and Rockies late last week, then rolled across the Midwest with some cooler, wet weather. And it looks like through this upcoming holiday weekend and into the start of next week, it's going to stay a little on the unsettled side. Temperatures a little below normal. There's going to be some fairly good chances for good coverage of shower and thunderstorm activity. We may not have any real concentrated, super heavy areas of precipitation, but it looks like everyone's got a chance of being a little cool, a little wet.
Do you have any ideas of where those heaviest precipitation amounts might come?
Well, the areas that picked up the most precipitation last week are likely going to be under the gun again, as the path of these systems is taking on a similar scope and size. We're seeing a pattern here over the last couple of weeks that's sort of gone through cycles and repeated itself. So I would certainly watch out in portions of Iowa, Missouri, portions of eastern Nebraska, eastern Kansas, into the southern plains of getting wet again. Now, the northern and western areas, the northern plains, northwest Corn Belt, probably not as much.
Any reason to think that as we get into the Memorial Day time frame and afterwards, there will be much of a seasonal change?
I do see it, but don't expect to have it happen very quickly. It looks like a gradual easing into an early summer pattern as in compared to, let's say, just going right into summer. June is going to start off warmer, but we don't see any really big heat building up, at least until maybe the second week of the month.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you taking the time with us today.
Thanks, Todd. Have a good day.
Don Day, of course, is with Day Weather.